and how to act during Rosh Hashanah, and to try and make the best and take out the most of this dear Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. Now, usually these days are called Yomim Noroyim, fearful days, Yimei Hadin, which is true. We know in Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that Gimel Svarim Aneftochim, Hashem opens up three Svarim, the Tzadikim are written right away Lechayim, the Rishoyim are written right away Lemisa, and the Beinunim, the Tluim, the Yomdim, they have a chance to do tshuva until Yom Kippur, that's the Gzar Din for the Beinunim. However, we know the Altif and Kelim used to call these 10 days Yomim Nechmodim, sweet days, dear days. These are days like the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, and of Yud Ches. When the Gemara asked the question, is there in the Psukim, that one Pasuk says, Mika Hashem Alekeinu B'chol Kareinu Elov, that it's hard to do tshuva, and one Pasuk says, Dir Shu Hashem B'motzu, we should find Hashem when He's near us. And the Gemara answers, that kan betzibur, kan beyochid, by a tzibur it's easy to do tshuva, but a yochid it's hard, except for 10 days. And the Gemara says, Amar Rava Bavua, Eilu Asori Yomid, the 10 days, Shebein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. Because the Pasuk says, Dir Shu Hashem Bimotsu, that a Kodesh Baruch was close to us during these 10 days. That's the Rambam also. In Perek Beis Milchus Tshuva, the Rambam says, it's good always to do tshuva, but the Rambam says biasor hayom, in these 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the yofer biyoser, it's the best time to do tshuva. Umiskabelis himiyad, and Hashem accepts it right away. Interessante loshen, umiskabelis himiyad, if you do tshuva now, Hashem accepts it. Shenem, what the pasuk says, dir shu Hashem bimotzu. So these are 10 special days now that Hashem is close to us, and therefore the days of Nechmodim, sweet days, to be close to Hashem, and to try our best to take out from these days the most we could. Now there is a Gemara that says that Yom Echot Kishana Kuludami, that one day of the year is considered like a whole year, and the Lev Eliyahu, that's Rebbe Eliyahu Lapian, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, used to say, that Chazal goes on the last day of the year, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, that's the last day of the year, that this day we could accomplish and we could fix up all the things we did wrong the whole year, like the Tefillah, the last Marav Yudavin, the last Shachris Yudavin, the last Mincha Yudavin, can fix up all the Tefillahs of the whole year, to learn good on the last day of the year, to do Chesed, to do Midas Tovos, to do Tshuva. The way we act on the last day of the year, that has a power to fix up the whole year. So we have to go chaperein on Erev Rosh Hashanah to do our uttermost, to put ourselves into a good mood in the matzav of tshuva, that amidst Hashem tomorrow, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, and we get our din, Hashem will dan us letzara toiv. And bechlal we know we have the whole Chodesh Elul, that with the Medrash says, on the Pasuk, ani ledoidi v'doidi li, that the more we are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more Hashem becomes closer to us. That's this Indian of Elul, to prepare ourselves for this great Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. Now, the Yisoid, the main important thing about Rosh Hashanah, is Indian of Kabbalas Ol Macha Shemayim, to accept upon ourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, Hashem is the King, Ein Oid, nothing in the world is done without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nobody has any power to do anything to us. Nothing could be done, nothing is done, without the desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rotzon of Hashem. We have to accept it upon ourselves. That's called Malchius, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, Hashem was the Melech, Adonai Olam Mashalach, Moshe Malach, B'Terem Koel, even before Hashem created this world, Hashem was the Melech, true. But now that Hashem created this world as a klal of a Melech B'Loyam, Hashem wants to have a nation, and we are the Klai Yisrael, we are the Yam HaNivchar, that Shem chose us, that He should be Molach, He should rule over us. And the more we accept the Malchus of Hashem, that's the way more Hashem is Mamlech. Hashem rules over us, and Hashem gives us His great Or, His great Hashpah. That's the way we receive all the Brachas. Like we know, we say, L'dovid Hashem Oiri V'yishi, and Chazal says, on Lashon of Oiri, Zer Rosh Hashanah. Like the light of the world comes out, shines out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah. That's when Hashem becomes like the King, and the king gives off all his light, all his ashpah, that's the way we receive all the brachas. The whole world is lit up through the aura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we say in Birchas Kahanim, Yoyer Hashem ponav elecha b'chuneko, Yisa Hashem ponav elecha v'yosan mecha shalom. Like the brachas we receive comes from the aura of Panecha, the aura, the light of Hashem. We also say this in the last bracha of Sim Sholem, we say that there's a bracha of Chaim, Chen, V'chesed, Rachem, Aleinu, Mako Yisrael, Amecho. That we say, Borcheinu, Avinu, Hashem, should give us a bracha. The or ponecho, from the or of your face, Kivor ponecho, Nasat, Alonu, Hashem, Lakeinu, Teras Chaim. From the or of Hashem, we vizeichet to receive the Torah, the biggest present. V'yavas chesed, utzdoko, v'rocho, v'rachem, v'chaim, v'sholem. That all the brachas we receive is all from the great or, the hashpah that comes from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And in Rosh Hashanah, that's when Hashem is the Melech, that's when Hashem wants to give off to His Am, to His great nation, all the or, all the brachas. Just so we have to be befitting to receive it. That's the yisoid of Rosh Hashanah. That's the yisoid of Mishpat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is done, judges us in Rosh Hashanah, because there's a klal of Vein Melech B'loi Mishpat, the king is not a king unless he has laws. He has to show the people that there's a kingdom, we have to listen to the king, and if we do what the king wants, we get schar, we get reward, and we go against the king, we get punishment. That's the yisoid of a Melech. Therefore Hashem judges the world in Rosh Hashanah, that's like when he becomes a Melech. Now, really, in the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, it's a tremendous stira. It's a contradiction. Like, really, in one way, saying you're supposed to have Eima, Pachat, Eima, Sadin. We know we do not say Halal on Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara says, because since the Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meisim, Apsuchim are opened, how is it possible to say Shira? It's a Zman of Pachat V'Eima, like we say in the Sana Tekef. How scared we are from the Yom Adin. Who knows who will live, who will be put to Misa, who will have good, who will have bad. It's a tremendous Zman Adin. We have to have Pachad, fear. On the other side, we know that Rosh Hashanah is called the Yom Tov. It's a mitzvah simcha in Rosh Hashanah. It's brought down Malacha, like after we daven Musaf, we go home, we have the Suda, supposed to be the simcha in Rosh Hashanah. How could you have these two matzavim of Pachad, Emes Adin, and then enough simcha to be happy? Really, the Tur asked the question that we know that usually when a person has a din, has a judgment, before he goes to the judge, he's scared, he doesn't care how he looks, he doesn't shave, he doesn't care what happens to him, he doesn't look so nice, he's full of fear, what's going to be by the judgment. And by Klai Yisrael, it's not that way. When Klai Yisrael goes to Rosh Hashanah, part of the preparations for Rosh Hashanah, the halachas of Erev Rosh Hashanah is that you're supposed to take a haircut, supposed to, if you shave, you're supposed to shave, make yourself look nice. You're supposed to take a nice shower or go to the mikvah, make yourself look clean. We know we put on nice clothing, we're covered Rosh Hashanah. We look nice. So really the Torah asks the question, how could that be? The Torah says the pshat is that a Jew is supposed to have bitochin. We have trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem is our Father, Hashem is our Melech, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do a nest of Klai Yisrael. And therefore we have bitochin HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're going to be zeicha bedin, and therefore we go through this Yom Tov looking nice and feeling nice, and then really a matzav of simcha. Just at certain times, during tefillin, during davening, we have to be in a matzav of pachad of eima. We'll soon explain how these two things go together. Some say, we know the pasuk says, tiku b'chodesh shofar b'kesel yom chagenu. B'kesel is lashon of covered up. It's covered up this Yom Tov, we can't see it. Meaning to say that there's a steer in this Yom Tov, we don't understand it too much. How could it be these two in Yom together, the way we have pachad, we have emo, we have fear, and on the other way we're supposed to be besimcha and happy with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, happy with Hashem mitzvahs, and we look nice and we eat on Rosh Hashanah. That's called Lashon HaBakeses, like covered up. How do we understand these two things that are put together? Now again, coming back to the Yisoid of Rosh Hashanah, which we said as Malchis, like the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says on Daf Tezayin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, V'imru lefonai b'Rosh Hashanah, we should say in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Rosh Hashanah, Malchis, we know we say 10 psukim of Malchis, Zichronos, we say 10 psukim of Zichronos, V'Shofros, we say 10 psukim of Shofros. And the Gemara explains Malchius. Why do we talk and speak about Malchius, the kingdom of the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Kidei shetamlichuni aleichem, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should like put his kingdom upon us. It means we should be mekabel yom hashemayim. But it says loshon shetamlichuni aleichem, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu puts his malchus upon us. Zichroinus, we say psukim of Zichroinus, remember the schar and the einish. But people get reward for doing the rotzen of Hashem, and people get punishment for doing the opposite. Kidei sheyale zichroneichem lefonu l'toiva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remember us for the good. Uvameh, and how do we do this? By shofar, by blowing the shofar. So we'll soon explain, what does it mean, uvameh, by shofar? How do we do this by shofar? How in the shofar is that the kiyum of the malchus and the zichroneis? It's master from the Gemara, true, we're supposed to say psukim, talk about Malchus, we're supposed to talk about Zichroinus, about the Schar, the Einish of the world, and to remember the Akedis Yitzchok. But Bameh, how do we do this? How do we accept this? How do we reach our final goal in this? That's through Shofar, blowing the Shofar. We'll have to understand how was the blowing of the Shofar, the Gemara, the final act of Malchus and Zichroinus. But I call upon him, the Gemara says that is the meaning of Malchus and Rosh Hashanah, that we have to say Psukim, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we tam l'chuni Hashem, will put his Malchus upon us. Really, we know throughout the Tfilas and Rosh Hashanah, the main Shemon Esrei, the Inyonim we daven for is not for our own sake. The main purpose of the Tfilas is to daven for the Kvod Shemayim. We daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name should be Mehulal on the whole world. We should want to praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu. There should be a Kiddush Hashem, and not the opposite, not that Hashem's name should be Mechulul. People should look down. People should not understand the greatness of Hashem. Kesedu with davening, that Kodesh Baruch Hu, his name should become great. His Am, his special nation should be great. His Sadikim should be great. His special city, Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, Melech HaMashiach. Now that's really the mechuvin of this world, that Hashem would like, that there be kedusha on this world, that will have all the Eden being in Eretz Yisrael, will have Yerushalayim, the kedusha, will have the Beis Hamikdash, will have the avodah being done with the Kohen Gadol. That's really the purpose of this world, that we should be over Hashem, the kedusha, betayr in Eretz Yisrael. We have to feel bad that it's all missing right now. We don't have this, and the name of the Kodesh Baruch Hu is not the way. It's not being treated the right way in this world. And therefore, that's what we daven for. We feel bad for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake. And the question the Mefarshim all ask is, we know on the Yom HaDin, Rosh Hashanah, like we say in the Sana Toikif, that we're having a Gezar Din upon ourselves. What's going to happen the whole year? How come we don't daven for ourselves? We should ask for Mechilu, Slicha, Kaporam. We should daven to Hashem, please give us a good year, all the things that we want. But in Tefillah, we do not mention this. There are small places that we chop around, that we put in, Zachreinu L'chaim, true, we put in here. Avirachim, we put in a little bit during Shemon Esrei. But the main parts of Shemon Esrei is only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake. How come? The pshat is like this, that what we're davening to Hashem is we want to show Hashem that we want Him to be the Melech. We feel bad why His name is not Mehulal, is not being praised the way it's supposed to. His great glory, His great Kedush is not in the world the way it's supposed to. His Shechin is not shining the way it's supposed to. We're showing Hashem that we feel bad for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake. That's pshat from this Gemara, Imru Lefonei Malchus. We have to say psukim of Malchus, of kingdom, to show Hashem that we care about Hashem and we want Him to be our Melech. We want His Malchus to shine forth over the whole world. When Hashem sees that we care about Him, the Gemara says, Kedei shetam lichuni aleichem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send down then His brachas, His or. Hashem will send down His kingdom upon us. His send down is our panecho, like we spoke about before. Kifor panecho nasatulon Hashem lakenu teras chayin of aschers of zdok of rocha. Yisa Hashem pone belechad yosim chasholim, that Hashem will send down His tremendous or. The David Hashem oiri v'yishi oiri zer Rosh Hashanah. The or of Hashem will come down, and that's the way we'll receive all the brachas. That's the way we'll be zoicha bedin. The fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu sees that we care about Him, therefore He's going to care about us, and He'll send down the brachas, He'll send down exactly what we need. We don't know exactly what's good for us. We don't know exactly what to daven for. But Kodesh Baruch Hu does, Hashem knows what's good for every one of us. And that's the way we go around it on Rosh Hashanah. The Gro really says it's like a Gemara that says, Hamilspalo biyad chaveroi. If you daven for your friend is sick and you daven for him. Even though you're also sick and you also need the refuah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer you first, the Gemara says. Since Hashem sees that you care about somebody else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas HaChesed HaRachamim, He'll answer you back first. So here also in Rosh Hashanah, we're like showing Hashem that we care about you for your sake. We want to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Obriya. If Hashem sees this, then the Mele Hashem will send down upon us His brachas. Hashem will be Nene, answer us first, and that's what will be Zeicher Bedin. That's the side of Malchus, that we have to care about the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more we care about it, the more Hashem will send down His brachas. And that's the side that we're supposed to lift ourselves up to want to be close as possible to HaKadosh Baruch Hu during these 10 days. That's the pasuk of Dir Shu Hashem Bimotsu. We have to be dervish, look after Hashem Bimotsu when He's found around us. When Hashem is found and near us, He's the Melech right now. He wants to shine and give us His glory to us. We just have to be there wanting to accept it. And the more Hashem sees that we want to accept it, the more Hashem will send down His brachas. And this is the beginning of tshuva. Like we know, Rosh Hashanah is the first day of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. The question is, where's the tshuva in Rosh Hashanah? We don't really say so much vidu in Rosh Hashanah. We don't talk about chet. Maybe in Avinu Makeinu v'sei chaton v'fanechom. We don't talk about that much about chet in Rosh Hashanah. Because the aschola, the beginning of tshuva is shuva. Return, want to come back close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lift ourselves up, put ourselves up in a tremendous madrega. That we come high, high up to want to be close to Hashem. When Hashem is close with us, we lift ourselves up, we mekabel the Gedusha, the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the beginning, that's the Aleph Beis of Tshuva, to want to come back. And then when we're high up, we feel so close to Hashem, it's easy to go back and look at all the bad we did, and to really have charata, to feel bad about what we did, to make a Kabbalah. From now on, we're going to stop doing it, and Adarab, we're going to start doing Toiv. We have to have Aziva Sachet, leave the Chet, make a Kabbalah Labo, accept upon ourselves to do good. That's only after we misraim and we lift ourselves up on Rosh Hashanah. Now we have the rest of the days to think of all the chatoim we did, to really do tshuva, to do charota, feel bad, and aziva sachet and kabbalah, and the melu will be mashlim this inyan of tshuva throughout the aseros yimei tshuva. Now really this inyan of Rosh Hashanah, of becoming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be mamlech Hashem, is really the greatest toivah, the best thing that could happen to a person. That's why the Altar of Kelim used to call these days Yomim Nechmodim. They're sweet, they're dear days. I really like the Mesil Sesherim starts off in Perek Aleph, that he says that Vihine Masherenu Chachom Zal. What the Chachom taught us is that Sheodom Loi Nivra Elo Lesaneg Al Hashem, that a person was created for the sole purpose of rejoicing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to have pleasure from the ziv, from the shining of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shezeo ha-tainig ha-miti, that this is the true joy. For Eden ha-godol, and the great pleasure. Mikol ho-idunim shechonim limotze, from all the pleasure that can be found. The greatest pleasure that there is to be able to have enjoyment from ziv shechinosa, the shining of Hashem. To being close to Hashem. So he goes further than the Sil Sashorim. Or Makoimi Idu Nazer, where is the place for this really Bemesu? Oilam Abo, that's in the next world. Fuhanivra Bachona Mesrechas Adovrazer. The next world is created for this purpose. Achaderich, he says, but the way, Kedei Lagia Mecheskev Seinu, what's the day, what's the right path to be able to come to the right place? That's Oilam Azeh, that's going through this world. This is the place, this is the world to do the mitzvahs, and through doing the mitzvahs we be zoche to Oilam Abo, well that's where we get the schar, the reward for the mitzvahs, and the reward is the fact we're rejoicing, we're going to have a norm from the Ziv HaShchina. Like really the Gemara says, what's the greatness of Oilam Haba? That Sadikim Yoishvim Vitrosayim Roshayim, tzaddikim are sitting and they have crowns on the head, v'nen miziv ha'shchina, they have an enjoyment from the ziv, from the shining, this aura that comes from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the greatest enjoyment there is in the world. And we know the Mishnah Novice says that though Olam Hazeh doesn't come close to a Kairos Ruach of Olam Habo, that means all the enjoyment there is in this whole world, all put together, from Adam Arishin until Yemais HaMashiach, all the enjoyment that every single person had in this whole world, the Gemara says, does not come close to 1 second of a Kairos Ruach of Olam Habo, just a small smell of Olam Habo. Some say the mashal of Kairos Ruach means a mashal example. You're outside a bakery and you just smell the good smell of a bakery, how enjoyable that is. Just smelling Olam Haba from outside, the enjoyment of that is greater than all the enjoyment that you can find in this whole world put together from Adam Rishon until Yemais HaMashiach. As the pshat is like he's saying, the Mesil Sesharim, that a person was created l'sanei gal Hashem, to have enjoyment from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, on Rosh Hashanah, we have a little bit of a time of this enjoyment. This is the Yisoid of Rosh Hashanah, to pick ourselves up, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is near us, Hashem is close to us, Dir Shashem b'imotzu, Hashem is here, Hashem is the Melech, we feel it, we have Eima, we have Pachad, we feel His kingdom, we feel the judgment, we feel we are close, we are the special arm, the special nation Hashem chose. And the more we pick ourselves up and become closer to Hashem, really this is the greatest enjoyment there is. This is the greatest thing a person could do to himself. So really these are tremendously sweet days. The fact that we could pick ourselves up, make ourselves closer. True, maybe we don't feel it that much, because still we have Tumtum Halev, we have Chatoyim, there's Hester upon him, we don't realize it that much. We still have Chatoyim, we still have desires, we still have Taibas of Olam Hazeh. We have taibas for other things, true. We have that choshech. But wherever it is, the little bit that we could lift ourselves up, and the more closer we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's only for our sake, that's only a sweet thing, and from this we shall learn to stay at this madrega whole year. But the time of the year to pick ourselves up and make ourselves the closest to Hashem, to really enjoy the Ziv HaShchinah, that's on Rosh Hashanah. That's during these 10 days of Aseret Shemei Teshuva, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close, as Shechina was close to us, and we could chop around and become close to Hashem. And that's this Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, that the more we are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more we show our love to Hashem, we want to be close to Hashem, is Doidi Li, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends down His Ashpo, sends down His Or, sends down His Brachas to us, and that's the total enjoyment that's possible to be found. The greatest pleasure is what could be found in this world. And the next world, it is Indian that we are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be Nani Miziv HaShchinah. So really, this is the greatest day of enjoyment, is Rosh Hashanah. It's a Yom Nechmodim, it's like a day of Simcha, a day of being B'Simcha, like we said, the second part of the day after Tefillah, when we go home, we have a Suda. But there's no stira, like we said. You have to have pachas and mesadin. It goes together. That's this ani ledoidi v'doidi li. It starts out Rosh Hashanah with pachad, with mesadin. We have to imlu ponei malchus. We have to say psukim of malchus. We have to sit there to want accept upon ourselves total ol malchus shemayim. We accept totally the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with fear. But once we accept it upon ourselves, that's the bracha shekteisha tam lechuni aleichem, that HaKadosh Baruch Himself puts down His shine, puts down His Ziv HaShchinah, gives us all the brachas, and therefore we go out to be happy in Rosh Hashanah. After we are zeicha, that we are mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it comes down, the great light, the great Ashpo of Teva comes down, and that's why after Tefillah's brought down, the Shulchan Aruch is supposed to go home, and Taka Biba Simcha. Because there isn't an inyan of Simcha, the fact we are close with Hashem and receiving from Hashem, and that's the biggest enjoyment there is in the world. So it starts out, we have to be in a matzav of pachad eimo b'shas trilo, b'shas tchi yishayfa, we'll soon talk about it. But after we come to this madregum, that's like we said before, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, we dress up, we look nice, we take a shave, we take a haircut, we go to the mikvah, we make ourselves look nice, because we have bitachin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the more we can accept upon ourselves the Olam HaShemayim, the Makosh Baruch is going to send down his brachas, and Klai Yisrael will have a bit, he'll be nitzochin, and there'll always be a Klai Yisrael, and will always be Zoyche V'Toiv. True, the Rishoyim get the punishments, there's an Indian of Einish that get din, that's true. We have to have bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will shine down His aura upon us, and that's the way we'll be zeicha b'kol tuv with all the brachas of this world. And then the Gemara says, after imru lefonai malchis, the Gemara says, imru lefonai zichroinos. We're supposed to speak about the inyan of schar v'yoinah, to remember what happened throughout Klai Yisrael, that b'shas we do toiv, we get brachas, b'shas we do averus, we get punishment. And then to remember also the Akedah Yitzchak. So the Gemara says, "They shiyalol zechronechem lefon l'toiva." So Hashem should remember us for the toiva. So the question is, just by remembering this, how does this bring about that Hashem will remember us l'toiva? The pshat is also the more that we have bitochin, we have emun in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that is all part of His malchus, like we said, that the side of the melech is that there's mishpat, there's din. And the more we accept upon ourselves that there is din, that therefore Kodesh Baruch Hu sees that we'll be mekabel upon ourselves, really total, omar kashmayim, we remember his schar v'einish that Hashem does, remember the Kedis Yitzchak, when Mesiris Nefesh will soon talk about it, so that with that chus, will be zoichetake to get the ashpah, to get the tzara toy from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And really the Gemara says the tremendous chesed Hashem acts on Rosh Hashanah is, that he's danas pasher husham. Hashem has done us the way we are, the way we act in Rosh Hashanah. The person's a matzav having bitochin amun and a Kodesh Baruch in Rosh Hashanah. Of course, the person wants to be mekabel upon himself, the Yomach HaShemayim and Rosh Hashanah. He is davening nicely, he's been mekabel, the Kedusha Sayyim. Hashem has done us letzara toiv. It's a tremendous chus. It says this Gemara that Yisei Zichronis means we're showing Hashem that we have bitochin. We have amun and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Mela, that's a schus that Hashem should remember us the Tzara Toiv now, and we'll be Zoicha, but we will be Zoicha, that Hashem should remember us the Toiv. We'll soon explain this a drop more. And the Gemara ends off with Ba'meh, how do we do all this? Ba'shoifa. The Devor explains, Ba'meh means how do we have a total Kabbalah Tzomach HaShemayim? How do we have a total Zechroinois? That's through blowing the Shoifa. The question is, what does the Shoifa have to do with Kabbalah Tzomach HaShemayim? True, the Sad Yigun has 10 in Yonim, how can we blow the Shofar in Rosh Hashanah? True, when we Mekabla Melech, does he need to blow the Shofar? That's one of the Yonim. They need to do Tshuva through the Shofar, then you know, Kabbalah Satira that was given through the Shofar. You talk about Shofar Godel, Melech HaMashiach would have come through the Shofar. There are a lot of different in Yonim through the Shofar. But as the Psukim of saying Malchis, Kedesh Tam Nechuni Aleichem, how does the Shofar help us out with this? Now, there are a few different interpretations in the actual taicha of the word shofar. One medrash says, shofar comes in Lashon of shufru maisechem, make your actions nice, shine them up. Shifra, Rashi brings down in the shifra, meshafer, she made the kids look nice, shifru maisechem, make your maisem act nice. There's through blowing the shofar, we're supposed to do tshuva, to cover upon herself, that the actions that we do will be shufra, will be nice, we're going to polish them up to make sure there's no ra in our action, there's only tzara toiv. We're going to do the mitzvahs, b'shleimus, with the right kavonim, with the right halochis, al chesed we're going to do. That's the singing of shofar, shufra maisechem, make your actions look nice, with this we misratz in the eyes of Hashem. Shofar also comes from Loshno, shufferes, a pipe. A hollow pipe is called the shofar or shofaris hanoid, because in the gvoyis yad that attaches two things together. At the side of the shofar, really it's attaching us downstairs in this world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu upstairs in Shemayim. At one place Rashi says that by blowing the shofar, mamash brings us lefnai lefnim. It brings us in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. That even though we're only here in this world, but the shofar is like a long pipe that starts down in this world, we blow into it, and it ends off, the curlers goes up to Kisei HaKavod, goes up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mamish Lefonov, and that's Lefnai Lefnim. So the Shofar has this Koyach. That's Obameh, how do we have this Koyach through blowing the Shofar? How does this happen? Really, there's a Medrash on the Pasuk Tehillim, The pasuk of Tehillim in Simon in Kapitol Peites says, "Ashrei Yom Yoidei Srua." Worthy is the people that know how to blow the shofar. Yoidei Srua. They know how to blow the shofar. And the Medrash brings down. The Medrash asks, "V'chiuma Soilum Einim Yoidim Lariya." Doesn't Goyim also know how to blow the shofar? What's so great about Klal Yisrael? Ella, the Medrash says like this. Pshan the pasuk is El Ashrei Yom. Sheyoidim l'ratzoi says boirim b'trua. Worthy is the people that they know how to please HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'ratzoi is to appease, to please HaKadosh Baruch Hu through blowing the shofar. And then when Klal Yisrael blows the shofar, the Medrash says, V'oimed mikisei adin Hashem getzor from his kisei of din, l'kisei rachmim, to a seat of having rachmim. Umismale Rachmale Makosh Baruch was full of Rachmanis of mercy upon Klal Yisrael. Alright, turn over. Medrash is teaching us that the main purpose of the shofar is not just to blow it. Goyim could also blow the shofar. But Ashrei Yom Yoidei Srua, word is a people that they know how to blow the shofar, means that B'shas blowing the shofar, Sheyoidim L'ratzes Asborim. They know how to please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we should be accepted in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our blowing. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets up from his kisei adin, from his chair, when he's done us with midas adin, and he changes over to the kisei rachamim. Agad is mashma, the Gros says that the main din, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done us, judges us on Rosh Hashanah, is b'shas tkiya shofar. B'shas of being racing and blowing the shofar, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu as chesed is done, as gives us the judgment. And if we blow the shofar, we have the right kavonis. B'shas tkiya shofar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu then gets up from his kisei adin and goes to sit down on his kisei rachamim. A different type of a judgment will have a much better judgment, easier judgment. The Hashem will be done as with midas rachamim. So the question is, what does it mean to say sheyodim? How do we know? How are we supposed to blow the shofar with the blowing? That's l'ratzei, says Boiran. And really, according to this Gemara, the pshat is that b'shas tkiya shofar, that's the ikar zman of Kabbalos Olmach HaShemayim. That's when we have to really accept upon ourselves the malchus. Just what the Gemara means to say is that's not enough just to say psukim. It's not enough just to say things. We know the klal of the Gemara, he says, is that rachmono liba boi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us our heart, even though we think and do things with our brains. But Chazal always calls the psukim se'odecho b'leib sholem with our heart. It means there has to be an inner, deep down feeling. That's what Hashem wants from us. It's not just enough to say the psukim, just to have tefillah to say it outwards. You could be superficial, just say it, and you don't really mean it deep down. What Hashem wants from us is our lev, our heart. We know blowing the shofar, what is the pasuk of tkiya shofar? The pasuk says trua. Yom trua yilachem, it should be a day of trua. And it says the word trua three times. And Chazal says that there has to be a pshut lefaneh, tkiya before it, and tkiya after it. It has to be three, and it says it three times, that's nine. That's how we know mi'ikra din midiraisi, so you have to hear nine kailos and Rosh Hashanah from the word trua. The pasuk says, "Yoim trua yilachem." What does the word trua mean? So Unklus Tarkas and Minuklum says it means Yalila, crying. That's the Gemara that we do not know exactly what type of crying. There are two types of crying. You take longer sighs or shorter sighs. That's why we blow both the shvarim and the truais. The shvarim a little bit longer. That's the way you start to cry. You sigh a little bit longer. Then you go to truas, shorter sighs, shorter crying. But the sight of true is crying. We all know when a person cries, you could only cry from the inner feeling. If you're normal matzev, you can't stop crying, can't stop putting it upon yourself to cry. Crying is from a deep down feeling, something hurts deep down in your life, something hurts you, that makes you cry. What Hashem wants from us is a cry, meaning He wants the Kabbalah's Olmach HaShemayim to be from deep down in our heart, a real Kabbalah. Not just I'm speaking it out, prepare, but it should be a Kabbalah, believe deep down in the heart, the inner feelings we have. A mashal, we know when you blow the shofar, you can't stand blow it. doesn't stand blow into the shofar. You have to blow with all your keichas. You have to put all your, like, your inside goes into it. It's the only instrument to make music, to make things, comes out. You have to put all your keichas into it to get the voice out of it. That's what Hashem wants from our shofar. Even though the mitzvah is shmiyah, we have to listen to it. True, is about to care, the person blows it. But the shmiyah, the hearing this voice, this is a voice of a deeper down feeling. And the Rambam says the yisoid of shofar is to wake us up. It doesn't mean to wake us up from sleeping. We have alarm clocks for that. To wake us up means even when we're awake, when we're davening, when we have feelings towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But sometimes it's not total inner, it's not our lave, it's just superficial, it's the outside saying it. But deep down we don't really have any feelings towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We do not feel that close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. We do not realize that the greatest enjoyment there is in the world is to be close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, is to be enemies of Ashchina, that all the brachas we receive only comes from Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kerpor Panecha, and Satalonu. And the more closer we come to Hashem, the more brachas we'll get. We don't realize that. We don't think into it too much. What Hashem wants from us is the shofar. That's the symbol of crying. That's a symbol of blowing, putting all your keiches, everything you have into it. That Hashem wants a total kabbalos olmach Hashemayim. That's what Hashem wants from us. So it's very good that we know the ikar tkiya shofar is b'shas with saying the brachas. Whether we daven nusach sva, that they blow the shofar mamish b'shas in Shmon Esrei when you say the brachas. Or whether it's time you'd blow the brachas during chazoras hashatz. But the pshat is when the brachas of malchus are being said, then we have to blow the shofar to show us it's not enough just to say the words, but there has to be a total deep down feeling of accepting upon itself the malchus shmayim that Hashem is melech. Everything comes from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's only one person to fear. That's only Kodesh Baruch Hu. We only have one rotzim, one desire in this world, and that is to do what Hashem wants, with like an eved to a master. The eved, the slave, only wants to do what's good for his master. We only want to do what Hashem wants us to do. That's called avdus. That's called kabbalas olmach Hashemayim. There has to be a deep down, deep feeling, and that's what the shofar is here to symbolize. That's this inyan of ubameh. How does Hashem accept our kabbalas olmach Hashemayim? That's with the inyan of the shofar, with the shofar maaseichem to make up. We're going to make our actions nice now. We realize that this is a connection between us and the Shemayim with our Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Kisya covered, that only goes with our deeper down feelings, like they say in Moshe when you want to send an arrow. So the closer you pull it towards you, the further it goes. Like if you want our tefillos to reach Shemayim, we have to pull them very close from a deep down feeling. When our emes alev, that's called the real Kabbalah Solmach Shemayim. Now we know one of the great inyonim of Tkiyah Shofar is we blow a shofar of an ayil. It's supposed to remind us of Akedas Yitzchak. And the Gemara says that Beschus, if we think about Akedas Yitzchak, it's as ilu kilu akaratim asatzvichem. It's as if we're sacrificing ourselves for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because the Chiddush, Yo Yerl explains that the Chiddush of the Akedah, even though Avraham Avinu did not actually kill Yitzchak, we know Hashem stopped it. But still, since Avram had this desire to do it, and at the end we see when Hashem told him no, he didn't stop and say, I'm happy, I don't have to do it. He looked for that idol, and he took the idol, and he sacrificed it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Chazal say, Avram Avinu, he felt as if he's bringing this for Korban instead of his son. He wanted to do the Rotzon of Hashem with Mesiras Nefesh. So the Chiddush of Akedah is, if Hashem sees our rotzen, we're willing to give over b'maisa nefesh l'Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem accepts our rotzen, our desire to give up our life to Hashem as if we really gave it up. That's the Akedas Yitzchak. And that's what has to be in everybody's Kabbalas Olomach HaShemayim and Rosh Hashanah, that we're mekabel upon ourselves, even for Mesiras Nefesh, even though sometimes it's hard, still we'll give up our own desires for HaKodesh Baruch Hu's sake to do His mitzvahs for Shleimus. And that's called the total Kabbalas Olmach HaShemayim. So that's what the Gemara means of Ameh. How do we show this? How do we accomplish this? That's through the Nyanim of the Shofar. The same thing Zechreinus also. Zechreinus is, remember, the Schar V'Einish we have in this world. And there are some of Farshim that say that what's also considered a total Kabbalas Olmach HaShemayim, what's the symbol that a person really accepted upon himself?
that if he accepts even the Yisurim Me'ava, like we know when things go well, of course you have to be Eved Hashem, it's easier than Yibesimcha, everything is going nice. But sometimes when things go hard on us, when we have Yisurim, we have pains, it's only Hashem is giving us our punishment, Hashem is trying to wake us up, it's only a din from Min Hashemayim. If a person accepts that upon himself, Me'ava, from love, that means he knows that there's a Melech, and he knows sometimes we do not do exactly what the Melech wants, and Hashem gives din, and we accept it upon ourselves. This is the din min Hashemayim. This is the will of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And if we accept even that upon ourselves, that shows that we have a total Kabbalah Olmach Hashemayim. That's the proof that a person really accepted the Olmach Hashemayim. Even the Yisurim, even the hardships of life, when things don't go so easy, you don't have time, you don't become angry at Hashem, but Adarabah, you accept it, that's the will of Hashem, you know Hashem is only doing it for our sake. All the klolis, all the Yisurim we have is only for our sake. It's only a way of waking us up, to make us to become do toiv again, to become a tzaddik again, to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's only that we should be able to be zeicha, to olam haba, to get the real schar. That's why Hashem is giving us this pain now in this world. But if we accept it the right way, mi'ava, we accept Yisur mi'ava, that shows a total kabbalas olmach Hashemayim. Sefer and the Zechreinus also, that's a way of being a kabbal. Like the Ikka was saying of Rosh Hashanah is the Malchus. We do that through saying psukim, talking about the greatness of Hashem. Then we go to say Zechreinus, which is also a greater Kabbalah of olmach Hashemayim. They have accepted upon itself the Indian of Schar V'Yonish, that even though Hashem gives punishment, Hashem gives reward, that's his din, that's his rotzen. And we accept that also upon ourselves. That's a total Kabbalah Olmach Hashemayim. And this all comes about meh, how do we see total, completely, deep down, with real Mesiris Nefesh? That's through the Shofar, which is the Indian of crying, of Kabbalah Olmach Hashemayim, like Akedis Yitzchak, of Mesiris Nefesh. That's a total Kabbalah Olmach Hashemayim. And if Hashem sees this, that's the way we're acting in Rosh Hashanah, that's our main purpose of Rosh Hashanah, that's what we're living through in Rosh Hashanah, then we want to become close to Hashem, Memela, Hashem then sends down His brachas, Hashem is taif to us, Hashem does nisim for us, Hashem takes care for us, and all that He does is only for our sake. And Memela, we could end off the yanta v'simcha, to be happy with this Kabbalah Olmach Hashemayim, and to really accept upon herself now for the next 10 days, these next days, that Hashem is Dish Hashem B'motzu, up until Yom Kippur, that we're going to try now our uttermost and doing tshuva, or be makabal upon herself, good kabbalus mekan labor, to be over Hashem the right way, and anything wrong to stop doing, to realize it's only ra, it's a terrible thing to do something wrong, and adarabah, to do tshuva, to come close to Hashem, that the Mesiris Hashem says, that's the purpose what we were created for, to have hanor from Hashem, to be good to Hashem, Hashem is good to us, and maybe it's easy now to do tshuva. And really, it is the way the Koich Vior once explained, their famous Rambam, that the Gemara says, we know that there are three svarim that Hashem opens up in Rosh Hashanah, the tzadikim, the nechtovim l'chayim, the rishoyim, the nechtovim l'misa, and the beninim, from Ad Yom Kippur. The Gemara Lashon is im zochu, if they do, they have a schus, they'll be zoicha by Yom Kippur. You know, the Rambam's Lashon is im also tshuva. Rambam's mashma, that Benini is somebody that's machza, machza. And Rosh Hashanah, he was done, he was 50-50, Hashem did not know where to put him, which category. So the Rambam's Lashon is im also tshuva, if he does tshuva now, during this Aser Shemei tshuva, so then, by Yom Kippur, be zeicha lechayim. The Yom Lav, if he does not do tshuva, he will not be zeicha. The Mefarshim will ask, why does he dafka have to do tshuva for? A Beinoni is somebody who was half and half. So let him just do one mitzvah. If he does now one mitzvah, more mitzvahs, he'll be done with tzad aschus, he'll be a tzaddik. Why does the Rambam dafka say he has to do tshuva? And the Koch Vior wants to explain that the Gemara Menachos says that the easier it is to do a mitzvah, if you do not do it, Hashem becomes angry. Like the mitzvah of tzitzis, bezvan di atchelis, there was two parts to the mitzvah. Wear the loven like we wear, and also have tchelis. So Gemara says, let's say somebody would not have tchelis, or somebody would not have loven, the one that would not even wear the loven, the white would get a bigger punishment. Because it's easier to have loving. Since it's so easy to do the mitzvah, you don't do the mitzvah, that there's no excuse. So the easier it is and you don't do it, the more Hashem gets angry at you, the more the punishment it is. So therefore, Pshat the Rambam is, he says that these 10 days, these are days, like we said, Dirsh Hashem Bimotsu, these are days that Hashem is close to us, and we're supposed to lift ourselves up and want to become close to Hashem. And any better than any Shaykhis from Rosh Hashanah, to mekabel upon himself the old Machashman that we're talking about now, Bishlemus. So that means if you want to be close to Hashem, you have to feel bad that we have Chatoyim. We have to feel bad that we're doing things wrong. We speak Lashon Hara. We have to make up upon ourselves now. We're going to close our mouth and not talk Lashon Hara. We're not going to talk. For like the Gross says, there's a Gaon that says, that ki al kol rega shodim chosim es piv, every second a person holds his mouth shut and does not say the Lashon Hara he wants to, zoichu al yodai zel or hagonis, you're zoicha to get a tremendous amount of or of bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really there's a more in Chul that says that Ein Olam Miskayim Ela Bishvil Misha Boleim Es Atzva V'Shaz Merivoy, that the whole world only exists from these people that have the koyach, the power to close their mouth B'Shaz, they get angry and have arguments instead of cursing and yelling at the person, they just close their mouth. But the Pasuk says in Iyov Toil Eretz Abolina, it's a Gemara in Chulin. So come to say that we have to do tshuva now, to watch ourselves, to be nizer on averus that we do, on bittul Torah, on not come to daven in time, talking during davening. But now's the time when we're close to Hashem, when we just spoke about the Kabbalah Zomar HaShemayim. We want to be close to Hashem, we want to receive from Azor Panecha. So if we are not like a tzaddik, we have to feel bad, then we have to be mekabel upon ourselves to do tshuva. But now is the easiest time of a whole year to do tshuva. Since we lifted ourselves up on Rosh Hashanah, we feel so close to Hashem now. So now it's easy to look back on actions and feel bad, feel embarrassed. How is it that for seconds of enjoyment we gave up the greatness of Hashem and we turned away from Hashem just to take care of our pleasures, our seconds of enjoyment? For what purpose? We don't gain anything from it. It only brings us the churbin, the gehenim, and adarab, the mitzvahs that we do. That brings us to Gan Eden, that brings us to the real schar, the great reward, the great pleasure. How could it be that we didn't do the rotzen of Hashem, like the Rabbeinu Yoni says? But now is the easiest time of the year to do tshuva. And therefore, if a person does not do tshuva during these 10 days, so that chet is so great by not doing tshuva, that no matter how many mitzvahs you do, you're not going to outweigh the scale. The scale will go all the way down because you have that chet of not doing tshuva. Therefore, the Rambam says the only way a beinoni could be zeicha on Yom HaDin HaGadol on Yom Kippur is only if he does tshuva now. Because that's the easy mitzvah that Hashem puts upon us now, the way we're explaining it. Since we feel and we are so close to Hashem, it's easy now to feel bad, to have charot to why we didn't act the right way, and to mekabel upon herself, to stop doing the chatoyim, and make kabbalas now to start doing the saratoiv. And therefore, if we do tshuva, we'll be zoichet to become a tzaddik, we'll be zoichet to gemar of chayim on Yom Kippur. Rachman, if someone does not do tshuva now, it's so easy and you do not do it, that chet is so great. And really, the Medrash gives a marshal that there were 10 people put in jail, in a strong jail. And one night, they broke out, they made a nice big hole there, and 9 of them ran and escaped from jail, and one person did not leave. So Medjusar, the next morning, when the head came and found the one person still in jail, he said to him, "Fool what you are, Shaita. You had the hole open there. You had an opportunity to leave. Why didn't you leave? Everybody else ran. How come you didn't run out? You had the opportunity." That's what Hashem is saying to us also. Right now, these 10 days, there's a big hole open. It's easy to escape from the Yetzirah now. It's easy to do tshuva right now. The gate for tshuvas are open right now. Why? Because we lifted ourselves up and became so close to Hashem Rosh Hashanah. We realized the greatness, the ziv, the hanor of being close to Hashem, the malchus shemaim, everything what Hashem does is only for our good. We come to love the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We see His greatness. We see His malchus, His kingdom. And therefore, it's easy now to escape from the Yetzirah, to want to come back to our King, come back home, come back to the base to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where our neshama comes from Shemayim. Our neshama feels bad every time we do a chet. We don't realize it because we're away from Hashem. But these days, dear Shoshem, in most of the days we come close back to Hashem, it's so easy, so sweet to do tshuva. These are the days to do it. And if we don't do it, the chet is so great, the Rambam holds, that it's impossible to be zoicha b'din on Yom Kippur. That's why some have the minute they say, Tashlich on Yom Kippur, it's a zman now of being so close to the Melech to take the averus and just throw them away. It's easy to do tshuva now. Now, as the Chazli Hashem, he didn't just make it, we have Hashem only in Rosh Hashanah, but he gave us these 10 days. He gave us time now to think into it. Is Shabbos true with the Shabbos after Rosh Hashanah? Shabbos, we know, is a Zman Menucha. We don't do work. We don't have Choyl. We can think about Kedusha. It helps us along in doing Tshuva. That's really the Mizmor of Shabbos. Mizmor Shili Yom Shabbos, the Chazal say, Toiv Lehoides Lashem means Toiv Lehizvades Lashem. It's easy to do Tshuva on Shabbos also for the reason that we have more Kedusha, we're more close to Hashem. It's easier to want to become close to Hashem on Shabbos. That's why the Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur is called Shabbos Shuva. It's an easy time to come back to Hashem, to return to Hashem, to do tshuva, to mekabel upon himself, kol tuv. So Mela, you have to realize how zit, how sweet, like the Alter Bekelim says, these are really considered yomim nechmodim, sweet days, where Hashem does not just judge us in one day and that's it and leaves us, but he comes in Rosh Hashanah. That we spoke about on Erev Rosh Hashanah, we have to start preparing ourselves. And even the whole Chodesh Elul, we have to start preparing ourselves for these great days of Rosh Hashanah. When Hashem comes to us on Rosh Hashanah, he doesn't leave us so fast. In the Chutzlaret, and even at Israel, we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, because we need this Hiskarvus Lashem for 2 days. And then we have now this whole week to do Tshuva, with the Shabbos in between, Shabbos Tshuva, to finally comes to Yom Kippur. That's when Hashem makes the Chesima. By Nila, that's when Hashem is Chesim, signs it's all this is really the Chesed. You have to look into how sweet, how nice Hashem is to us, that He gives us so much time to absorb all this Kedusha, to absorb the feeling of being close to Hashem, wanting to stay close to Hashem, to realize this is the great timing of enjoyment, and therefore we have to fix ourselves up on Maisim and do special things now, Sarah Shemei Tshuva, in order that when it comes to Yom Kippur, when we come to the Chesima, we should be Zeichetak at the Chesima Toiva. It's all part of the Chesed of Hashem. Then we know there's an Inyan Rosh Hashanah by nighttime. We have Simonim, Gemara and Trisus. We come home. We make Simonim. We take the apple. We dip into Hunul. Shana Shana Toiva Mesukah. We take the head of a fish. We spiel a rosh, and say people have different minhagim. Some people take a pomegranate, we mole rimein, we should be mole mitzvahs like a rimein. They take dates, and they take leek, and they take carrots, they take squash. We say the different yirotzins that are brought down on the mechab and the machzerim bring down. There's also simin, there's the days now that the way we act, we have to show Hashem we care about the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that we realize that now it's a yoy madin. The Gemara says, if we make simonim, we do things, actions of showing Hashem that we realize that the Malchus Shemayim, Hashem is Danas Asara Toiv. This we do already at nighttime, and this is the whole school of the whole Yisrael of Rosh Hashanah. That the more we dive into Hashem to the Kabbalah's Malchus, the more we say Zechroinus, we realize the way Hashem gives Chav Yenish. We blow with Shofar, we do a tremendous mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar, Yom Teruah. The more we show Hashem that we want to do mitzvahs to meratzah, to be close to Hashem, that's the way Hashem accepts us and gives us brachas and brachas, and that's the way we zeich v'chol tuv on this tremendous Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. Now we know the shofar we blow is supposed to be a shofar shel ayol. It's also supposed to be kofuf we paskin, the shofar should be bent over the way we blow it. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, not chavov, that kama de kayif Inish Daite Odif Tfe, that the more a person like bends over and like lowers, humbles himself from Rosh Hashanah, he's better off. That's why the shofar is also bent over to show that Kama de Kayif Odim, a person has to bend over Rosh Hashanah. Unahuadim Bishas Tfilis Rosh Hashanah and Shmon Esrei is brought down, that some people bend over the whole time during the Shmon Esrei, maybe just by the brachas they stand up. But otherwise they're bent over to show the achno, the humbleness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And like really that's the pasuk that says, Yom Teruah Yiyeh Lachem, that the Sfas Emes Yeh Sestira, we know we only blow the shofar
a few minutes on Rosh Hashanah. Midirais, you only have to blow 9 koilos, your yotza. We have a minig, we blow 100 koilos on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, good. Gnega, the 100 times that Aim Sisra has brought down, that Sisra's mother cried 100 times. So we blow the shofar 100 times. But even so, why does the pasuk say Yom Teruah Mashma Zedinah the whole day? The whole day is called the Yom Teruah. The Sfasemus explains that the pshat is that it's only the spark, the blowing of the shofar. But that mood that we get into, the mood of real Kabbal Solmach Shemayim, with a cry, with an inner feeling, that spark has to light us up and be that way the whole day. The whole day of Rosh Hashanah is the Zaman Malchus, the Zaman to Kabbal Solmach Shemayim. It's a matzah of having an inner feeling. That's this Kama Dekayif, Onof, that person was like bend over, be humble, whole Rosh Hashanah. Remember, so there's no steer to what we're saying before, that that's the steer of Rosh Hashanah, to be humble, to have pacha, they masadin, to makabal o macha shemayim. But through this, like the more we pull Hashem close to us, the more we pull the arrow closer to us, the more we'll be zoicha bedin, the more we'll be zoicha with brachas b'chol Hashanah, the more we'll be zoicha b'chol tuv, and that's what the meaning of simcha and Rosh Hashanah also. But the more we have this pacha, the more we have this karvus l'Hashem, the more we have this the kayif, the more we're bent over in a matzav of humbleness, that's the way we be mekabel the Omar Shemayim, and that's the way we can have these brachas, this simcha b'chol tuv. Now, in the mitzvah of tshuva, we know the pasuk talks about a nitzavim, and the pasuk says a mitzvah zois before chamishi. The Ramban says it's going a mitzvah of tshuva. That the pasuk said lo nevleisehi, lo merchoikiv, lo merveliardinhi, that the mitzvah of tshuva is not so far away. Rather, the pasuk says ki kora ve'lecho adovim miyoid, is very easy and close. Beficho v'vovchol asoise, it's up to your mouth and your heart to do it. And the question everybody asks is, we know the mitzvah shuv is not easy to do, it's a hard mitzvah to do. Hakim here, the apostle says, ki kor v'lech adobim miyoyed, it's very easy and simple to do it. And the really the pshat is, like the Iko is saying now, zman of shuv is taka, these are seros shemei tshuva. And the Rambam says it's a mitzvah essay to do shuv on Rosh Hashanah on Yom Kippur. These are the 10 special days. The hardness of doing shuv is, we can't stop doing the chet. It's hard to stop doing the chet. We don't realize we're doing the chet because we feel away from Hashem. But it comes these 10 days, it comes the matzah of Rosh Hashanah. When a person becomes close to Hashem, becomes dear, you realize the greatness of Hashem, you only want to become closer and closer. At this madrega, at this step, at this form, it's easy to do tshuva. At this time, it's easy to leave over the chet. You don't want to do a chet. You don't want to be embarrassed. You don't want to displease Hashem. It's simple now to leave over the chet. Who wants to do a chet now in Rosh Hashanah? You don't think about chet, because we don't want to do it. It's too disgusting to look at it. We're such a great madrega in Rosh Hashanah, we don't want to do the chatoim. So at this madrega Rosh Hashanah, these days of Aser Shemei Tshuva, which we lumakuyim the posik of Kikorav Eilech Adov Miyoid, it's very close and dear for us to do tshuva. Beficho v'vobcho, just speak out vidu with your peh, and believe, like we're saying, that's the avodas of Yom Kippur, that your lev is total, that you mekabel the Olmach HaShemayim, and at this time now it's simple to do tshuva. Therefore, this time of the year, it's a simple mitzvah, it's an easy mitzvah. We have to chaperein, and like we said, shofar shufru ma'aseichem, make our actions be nicer these days. The lalokot brought down during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we have to act specially nice, even though a whole year maybe we'll make like pasakum. Befrat, if you can't find Pas Yisroel, you're allowed to buy Pasaka from a bakery, providing that it's kosher. But these 10 days are more machmir. We take upon ourselves special chumra these 10 days. Because when a different matziv, the time when a person is close to Hashem, you're living in the palace of Hashem, you have to act different. You have to talk different, you have to eat different. These 10 days has to be an hoga, a different action, a different way of life. These 10 days, these are 10 days that we're living with Hashem. With the Shekhinah, Hashem is close to us. And therefore, these 10 days are mechayivas, give us an obligation to act different, not because we're fungi. We know that maybe the rest of the year act this way. But these 10 days are close to Hashem. Again, it's easy to do tshuva. We have to show it the whole 10 days and do special mitzvahs and act differently. To really, these are the days that Hashem is close with us. The middle, we finally build ourselves up the day of Yom Kippur. I have a special tape on that.
Shabbos Shabbosan, that we rest not only from Malocha, we rest from Gashmias, we have no eating, no drinking, we're like totally Dovik and HaKadosh Baruch Hu the day, we're like Malochim, we have to build ourselves up to become to the Madrega. But this is what we have to take out from this Limud, this tremendous Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, how good it is to be close to Hashem, how much we gain from it, how enjoyment we have. And then it's easy to do tshuva, it's easy to forget about the chet, to leave the chet, and only want to do toiv and want to do good in the eyes of Hashem, to realize that's the only purpose we're in this world, that the Mesiras Hashem says, is only to fix ourselves up, that we should be zeicha, to come to Elam Abo, to receive the emissar enjoyment of the world, of being enemies of Ashkina, of enjoyment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which these are the enjoyment we should ikka look for and just strive for, during these 10 days, and they should lead us to rest our life. The whole year we should live this type of a life. To realize that the Ik is the Ruchnius, the Ik is the Karbos Lashem, and any little bit a person brings himself closer to Hashem, it's only good for the whole world, it's good for himself, it's good for everybody. And the further we go away from Hashem, it's only destruction, it's terrible. We have to realize this, and only do things to mekarev ourselves to Hashem. Schozer we shall be zeichel, shenas tev the gula of Yeshua, which of zeichel tak, and see the gula shleim of Nahir of Yemenu.